It was a week and a half ago, the day the Senate released its 844-page draft bill for comprehensive immigration reform. Just blocks away from the Capitol, at the Church of Reformation, an audience was singing a closing hymn. A giant screen at the front showed the people who came to preach and perform. They were clapping their hands and stomping their feet. Latinos, blacks, and a few Asians, but most of them appear to be white. They were evangelical Christians, and they came here from all over the country to lobby Congress on immigration. They were calling the day a National Day of Prayer and Action on Immigration. A group that calls itself the Evangelical Immigration Table organized the event. Evangelicals aren't the most likely supporters of immigration reform. Take Southern Baptist Mike Huckabee. In the Republican presidential primaries in 2008, he advocated strict controls.
What we need to do is to have a border that is sealed, and the same kind of process that we have to go through if we go into a stadium, we go in one at a time, and we have a ticket.
His views were mainstream Republican at the time. Pew Research Center reports show white evangelicals overwhelmingly supported the Republican Party in the last three presidential elections. But now, residents in North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Florida, all conservative states, can hear ads like this one coming through their airwaves.
But our dysfunctional immigration system breaks up families and causes suffering. Christ calls all of us to compassion and justice.
That focus on compassion and justice is the selling point of the 2-year-old Evangelical Immigration Table. It's an umbrella organization for several evangelical and social justice groups in support of immigration reform. Evangelical pastor Gabriel Salguero chairs a group. He's the president of the National Latino Evangelical Coalition. In January, under his leadership, the Evangelical Immigration Table developed a bold message on immigration.
We worked on a campaign called I Was a Stranger, and we engaged just hundreds of evangelical churches and tens of thousands of evangelical Christians to read the Bible and pray.
The table put out radio ads in areas with large evangelical populations and released YouTube ads like this one, a prominent evangelical leader's reciting a well-known verse from the book of Michael.
For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink.
I was a stranger and you welcomed me.
I was a stranger.
I was a stranger.
I was a stranger.
Fui extranjero y me invitaron a su hogar.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
Back in Washington, people outside the Church of Reformation are saying their goodbyes after a long day of lobbying on immigration. Others inside the church are still singing. David Beckman is a white Lutheran pastor and economist. He says it's about time Christians unite for immigration reform.
Because the Bible over and over again talks about doing right, being kind to widows, orphans, and immigrants. Duh. Because immigrants are always kind of shunted aside. They don't ever have full rights.
But it's not just biblical passages reminding evangelicals of their call to duty. Reports indicate there are now nearly 8 million Hispanic evangelicals in the United States. That's about 15% of the overall evangelical population. At the Bronx Spanish Evangelical Church in New York, Latinos are the majority of students at the church's weekend music class. They make up practically the entire church population.
There are people Dominican, Puerto Rican, from Honduras, Ecuadorian.
That's 18-year-old Morelba Fernandez. She's at her church in the Bronx most days of the week, leading the youth ministry or assisting the music classes, or advocating for immigration reform.
We also go to marches about immigration, like the DREAM Act. A lot of teenagers, we go because that's very important for us.
Some observers say growing all Latino churches like Fernandez's are the future of evangelical Christianity. Their support of immigration reform is hardly surprising. Pew Research polls show over 85% of Hispanic evangelicals support immigration reform. In comparison, just over half of white evangelicals support the cause. That's still a big change for the white evangelical community. A few years ago, only a quarter of them polled supported immigration.
Hi, I'm Samuel Cruz.
Samuel Cruz is a sociologist of religion at the Union Theological Seminary in New York. He says the Latino evangelical influence is the biggest reason evangelicals are now embracing immigration.
In fact, focused on the family, which is one of the big conservative right-wing evangelical organizations in this country, is supporting immigration reform. And they know why they're doing it. They're catering to their huge constituency of Latinos.
The Senate is expected to debate the provisions of the immigration bill in coming weeks. Observers say that if evangelicals maintain unity, they just might help tip the scale on passing immigration reform. Sonia Paul, Columbia Radio News.